Shalom, this is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. Today is day 2, Emunah Life in Messiah Yeshua. Teach me to do your will. Meditation verse for today, Psalm 143:10. Teach me to do your will, so that I may please you. For you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on a level ground. That was the Amplified translation. His word is his will for our lives. If you are seeking his will, then the first place to look is in his holy word. He has a purpose and a plan for all our lives. Gifts have been placed within each of us, and we are each called to serve him in the place where he has called us to serve faithfully. There is no meaningless job in his kingdom. Psalm 143:8. Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. Psalm 25:4. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. New American Standard Translation. Hebrews 13:20 and 21, Tree of Life Version. Now may the God of Shalom, who brought us up from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of an everlasting covenant, our Lord Yeshua, make you complete in every good thing to do his will, accomplishing in us what is pleasant or pleasing in his sight through Messiah Yeshua. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. You are my God. Let your Ruach lead me on a level path. Or as we would say, you are my Elohim, Yahweh Elohim. Next, we need to seek his leading via prayer and the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit. Most of the time, he will reveal his will progressively as we walk in faithfulness and serving him in our families, congregations, and assignments. He will confirm his calling to you as needed, but we need to develop the ability to hear from him and follow through with what he has told us to do. He might confirm via the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh as well, but any personal words must bear witness to what he has already told you first. Nehemiah or Nehemiah 9:19, Tree of Life Version. Yet in your great compassion you did not abandon them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud by day did not depart from above them, guiding them in the way, nor the pillar of fire by night, illumining the way they should go. You also gave your good Ruach to teach them. You did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and you gave them water for their thirst. He will guide us and illuminate us with his good Ruach. We have the bread of life, the living manna of Yeshua, and the washing of the water of his word in our lives. Romans 8, 13-17. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Ruach put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For all who are led by the Ruach Elohim, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall again into fear. Rather, you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Ruach himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, also heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Messiah, if indeed we suffer with him, so we may also be glorified with him. If we are his child via faith in our Messiah Yeshua, then we are led by his Ruach. We must be willing to submit to his will, take the steps of faith needed to prepare ourselves for whatever area of ministry he has called us to, and be obedient and faithful no matter how small or large the task may be. It should be done for his kingdom and his glory. Isaiah 63:14. Let the cattle that go down into a valley, the Ruach gave them rest. So you led your people to make yourself a glorious name. Just as he led our people in the wilderness, he is also leading us day by day in where he wants us to go. How? By his Ruach. He always leads by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will also always be in agreement for the Word. Why? Because the Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Shalom and Yeshua.